I am fully convinced that any iconic, recognizable person that forcefully tried to make positive change in this life that we have, especially in the States, because all I can really talk about is the States. It's where I was born, raised, where I live. I'm almost certain that all of them did the work that they did reluctantly. That at many points in their lives, they were like, I just want to go home. I just want to eat good food. I just want to be loved and to be left alone. Unless it's a politician, I'm pretty sure that's everybody. And in knowing that for myself, seeing all of the, I can't even say horrible, like mind-numbingly grotesque, chaotic catastrophe videos from Gaza, and I've seen a lot now. In the past 3 weeks, a lot. Fuck. I am so sure that many times throughout the days, for the ones that are alive, they just want to go home. They want to put the key in their door, turn it, and go inside. Smell that familiar house smell and be around the people that they know, that they love, and just feel safe. I don't know if you ever think about that. I think when it comes to war, it's from what I remember and how, from my perspective, it's always, it becomes about valiance and honor and retribution. And that really is a lot louder than the simple notion of nobody wants to be here. It's like the worst fucking 8:30 a.m. work meeting ever. It's not necessary, even though your higher ups are telling you it is. You see what you need to know. It doesn't need to be explained to you. And you could be doing something else with your time. I want all of you to remember that. Every single person that has been murdered and that is currently surviving this mass genocide, they could be doing other things that do not involve terrorism, that don't involve just trying to fucking survive. Like, I don't know if you guys, like, that is just so, it is amazing to me. Because as I have laid in my bed, and just like throughout the past 3 weeks, been living my life, the only thing I've been thinking, and I feel guilty about thinking, is like, damn, I just want to go back to a time where I didn't know, where I didn't see any of this, where I didn't feel like I had to do shit. And that's horrible of me saying that, because I do recognize, that that this change, all this fucked up shit, I better make something out of it, because it can't be for nothing. And it's a collective effort. It cannot be for nothing. Oh, fuck. Last year, and I know that this is late because I'm gonna be 30 this year. Next month. Well, actually, in like, what, some 20-something days? Anyway, shit. The first time I ever really recognized Martin Luther King Jr. as human was when I saw the very brief clip, it wasn't the full thing, of oh my God, I forgot what fucking march it was. It was one of the marches, and when a gun went off, he kind of huddled, and he got scared. I think so many people focus on the fact that, you know, all of these people march forward and do the best they can to keep going forward in spite of being scared, in spite of the real violence that's just, like, waiting like rabid dogs drooling from the mouth. Instead, at that moment, like, I saw this clip, and I was like, this man don't want to be here. He doesn't want to have to fight for this. It should already just be given. He was not some sort of angelic, like, not human superhero. I think the way he's painted does a great disservice to him. It strips away all the necessary humanity you need in order to recognize why the man wasn't at home in the first place. Why any of them weren't at home in the first place, just living their fucking lives. The reason why I talk about MLK Jr. is because I feel for a lot of Americans, like my age, for real, like a lot of millennials, we were taught in a way about, first off, he was only one of a few that's ever really talked about in public schools, and then he's regarded as like this saint-like person, and not as a real person. I feel like we know, a lot of us, especially a lot of whiter people, white people, even Latinos, like, we know of his works, but nobody ever thinks about why he had to do that, why any of them had to do that. Since 2020, I have gotten to see and understand that I, like many other regular Americans, do not fucking matter. So when I talk about the mass genocide in Gaza, I'm not talking from an altruistic point of view. I'm looking at my government be like, hey, let's keep killing these people, because I mean, oceanfront properties, oil, because we know that that's what it is. It's not even about religion at this point. That's what it is. And I'm like, wait, if they do that there, and I got to see front row and center BLM protesters, and that's just one example, be actively beaten, herded like fucking cattle, rubber bullets being shot, mustard gas, whatever you want to, like, being thrown into unmarked vans just for showing up. Yeah, I'm fucked too. The relationship I see and that I feel with my own government feels like almost like my marriage, kind of like I'm constantly walking on eggshells. I can see where I have been, where they have fucked me in a way where it was tried to be strewn to or twisted to be my fault. All of us are actively being gaslit, especially when it comes to Gaza, especially like with the Palestinian people. I sound okay right now, but I am not okay. I never wanted to be a nut, a conspiracy theorist. I never wanted to do anything other than just be able to afford to live, to eat at least 3 meals a day every day, enjoy going to parks, doing some things with my kids. Like, I think the younger version of me, even though I'm still young, tried to cope with everything by being like, hey, I need to do something about this. And like now I feel far more realistic in what I want, recognizing what I need. I know that I can always push my limits if I need to. Like, now is a time, which I am actively trying to do. But that I also recognize my own humanity and that my energy will run out at some point. And I have to be careful. I cannot burn out completely because it takes away from my kids. But, like, how is that relevant to all of this? I mean, just, like, you're immersed in it. I'm immersed in it. I don't want this happening. This is not okay. Mass murder is not normal. I don't know why I have to say that. War is not normal. And it's never necessary. We are in 2023. We have homes being built from 3D scanners. We finally got those, you know, Green Goblin jetpack things that you can, you know, ride around on above the water. I mean, like, there's so many cool things that I feel like I'm witnessing being alive. And yet there's this barbaric thing that seems like a fucking tradition that none of us want to be a part of, except the select few that want to just be able to control it. And just like, why? Why do we have to have that? Can't there be something else that arms dealers do? Can't they start making arts and crafts? Can't they just stay with agriculture? Why does it have to be arms? Like, why? Why any of this? Why is it the way it is? Because any people like I'm seeing online, the people that I've spoken to, nobody wants it. It hurts. It wastes precious energy that could be spent just enjoying yourself. That's also a beef I had with religion in general, why I do not have one. It is a very interesting time for me right now, because I always said that I would be an agnostic. Like, I explained to my children when it came to religion that I understand that I don't know everything. So I will leave room for a creator. And if ever I get the chance to find out the big questions about life, then at least whether it means going to a heaven, a hell, or being reincarnated, or just not existing anymore, at least then I would make peace with it. I'd be like, okay, if that's really what it was, all right, fair enough. So watching this, now I honestly don't feel like this is about religion when it comes to the mass genocide being done by the Israeli government. I genuinely feel it's about property, oceanfront property. And I'm gonna keep saying that. As somebody who is from South Florida, and I've had, you know, the disgusting privilege of seeing gentrification and the really bad parts of it up front and center, talking to real people over the years as I've grown up, and being someone that has also been dealing with it, I honestly feel that that's what it is. But anyway, when it comes to religion, I am so angry at whatever fucking God exists, because I'm seeing one group saying, hey, we had a deal. This God said, our God said, you know, this is our land and we deserve it. Even though you might have been there first, it's ours. So whatever we do in order to make sure it's just ours, it's righteous. And then I'm seeing other people understanding that they have been systematically fucked and in, like, encerrado, what's, like, encircled and trapped on these territories when they just want to, like, live their lives. And they're like, at this point, I'm going to leave it up to God. And if it means I die, at least I'll go and be in heaven and be with all the people that I love, you know, and that's what God has promised me. And I'm just here thinking, like, can this God come out and talk and say, no, this is what I meant? Can they come out and clarify what they meant? It's 2023. We have homes that can be built by 3D fucking, ¿cómo se llama? Printing machines. And we have finally those fucking green goblin little rocket thingies that you can stand on, like the ones where you hover above the water and stuff. Like, we have all of these cool things, all of these new understandings of PTSD, trauma, how to try and regulate ourselves. Why is this still a thing? Brute force is not necessary. Raw emotions can never be avoided, but war is never necessary. And I just want, I'm very angry at whatever, like, both of these gods. For the sake of all the people that have been murdered, I hope that if there is a heaven, go. I want that for these people, especially these children. I want that to be real for them. Me, I am actively choosing to be an atheist from this point on, because whatever God can just stand by and be like, I'll let them figure it out, I don't fuck with them. That's cruel. It's inhumane. I'm so frustrated with that. Mind you, I know that religion, organized religion, it's been like a coping mechanism and a useful tool for humans. It was made by humans for humans. But I mean, there are people that really genuinely believe this on both sides. And if it's real, I'm just saying they should speak up. Clarify. Life is wonderful and horrible. Truly. By the way, I know that Judaism and the Israeli government are not synonymous. They are two different things. However, the Israeli government has done a very good job at still trying to use religion as, at least for a certain demographic, as a way to justify what they are doing. Evidently, it's not like all Jews are like, oh yeah, we need to kill these people so that we can have the land because it's rightfully ours because God said so. I have beef with pretty much every religion. Okay? But right now, I just, the humanity aspect, like the fact, there just needs to be a ceasefire. Okay? I don't even, when it comes to religion, like, fuck all that. Okay? I can put it aside. People need to not be bombed. Like, it could just stop. I love how people say that it's complicated, but it is not complicated. People can wake up. The Israeli government, all the people in there can just wake up and be like, hey, I don't want to do this. This is not right. Some of them might be murdered, probably, because that just goes to show how fucking crazy this Netanyahu and his fucking homies are. Okay? And just how much they are like Nazis. Okay? Ugh. When I look at the Gaza Strip, I think of the ghettos during the Jewish Holocaust. But especially the Warsaw ghettos. Or ghetto. And I can't help but just, like, be like, oh, this looks exactly like that. The similarities haunt me. I didn't think that in my lifetime I would see history repeating itself. So, yeah. There's that when it comes to the ghettos. Like, things like controlling the amount of water, food, electricity, education. sounds also similar for the U.S. Very Jim Crow-like segregation that is happening, that has been happening for a long time, in Gaza, in the West Bank. That sounds like some Nazi shit. The painting of anyone, any Palestinian, as like savage and not human, whether it be in words or in drawings, reminds me of the first time that I saw caricatures drawn of Jewish people that were saying that Jewish people were the same as rats. It's giving very much Nazi. Knowing that new settlers, a lot of them American, in new Israeli settlements, are really encouraged to be mean and violent with Palestinian people that have nowhere, no real power, nowhere to go. It really reminds me of the American South during Jim Crow, especially, like in its heyday. None of this is new. I hate that it has taken October 7th, the starting of this aggression, the Israeli aggression on the people in Gaza, for me to finally put things together. I really hate that. I feel immensely guilty. But this is not new. Only difference is now I don't have to read about it in books. I can watch it in real time. And see real people, like the life just go out of them. Oh, by the way, the reason why, for me, I haven't really said anything about Israeli, the people living in Israel, both the people that have decided to, like, move there from wherever they were from originally and the people that were, like, born there, is because most of the information that I've come across, and I've really tried actively to look for raw footage to be at, that was, you know, accessible, showing the struggle of the everyday Israeli during this time or any time before that, and I do not find it. In fact, what I find, there was a trend that I had to tag and report all of these videos of Israelis making fun of the Palestinian people and what's happening to them in Gaza. Like, that was a trend. I can't read Hebrew, but they were in, like, some form of hijab, and they would put, like, stuff on their teeth to make it look like they were missing teeth, and they made themselves look dirty, and they were dancing around. And on one of them, it talked about how, like, they had no electricity. Why would I have sympathy for any of that? And the amount of people that comment that what the Israeli government is doing, like, when someone's I've seen horrible videos, especially of kids being, like, maimed or that are already dead, and there are people making comments like, yeah, we got one, or just, like, horrible things, being happy, celebrating the fact that a child or children, people, are dead. Why would I have any sympathy for that? I want somebody to tell me, because earlier today I realized all of the Israeli content that I have seen just online, not by talking to people. They are saying that horrible things have happened to them and that they are suffering. But I have been able to watch what is happening to the Palestinian people. They're not, they don't have to say anything. I don't speak Arabic. By the way, I need to learn both Hebrew and Arabic, and I'm working on it. But I can see, I know a dead body. I know when a bomb goes off. I can see when a mother or a father or a relative is crying. I can see when somebody is in absolute shock. I can see dirty floors. I can see said dirty floors being filled with people who are really badly hurt, if not actively dying. I don't need that to be translated. So with that, I just want to say, like, if anybody tells me, oh, well, you are just a terrorist sympathizer. No, I'm just able to see in real time what's happening on that side. But anything that's being that is said about the Israelis, it's usually an edited video, like, oh, here are the faces of the victims, and then it has some like sad music, or you can just hear like the sirens going off. Like, there's nothing, there's not enough of the video in a time where we can record everything. And if somebody can record while they're actively being bombed, why do I not see, while I'm actively searching for it, more real, in real time footage from the Israel side, like, of what they're going through? Can somebody tell me? Ugh. It's making me so fucking sick. I don't want to talk about it no more. I'm done. I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to live a normal life. But this is really driving me fucking nuts. Because, like I said, it's not normal. And it's not necessary. Bye.